This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Coloradans can still register and vote in person today. Tess Wells did so in Littleton after moving to the state 6 months ago. She says she voted for a third-party presidential candidate.
I know that my candidate that I can consciously live with voting for isn't going to win, but I'm really hoping that the one that we all need will, and that we could finally get rid of some of the hate that is all over the place right now.
Wells says she expected long lines at the polls, but it was quick and easy to register and vote in person today. Colorado voting has surpassed the 2016 election as of late this morning, with nearly 2.9 million ballots turned in so far. State officials expect up to 80% of Colorado's results will be reported tonight, since many early votes had already been processed. Broncos general manager John Elway has COVID-19. The former quarterback tested positive along with team president Joe Ellis this morning. Officials say both men have minor symptoms, are in isolation, and working from home. The Broncos say they're confident the infections originated outside team facilities and that neither man had any recent contact with players or coaches. And the Boulder County Planning Commission will take public comment on Monday about proposed oil and gas regulations and related changes to local land use codes. Residents can voice their opinions either over the phone or online by registering in advance. 64 degrees in Denver. This is CPR News.